Happy Halloween. It's Sydney from KBPS. For my Halloween podcast, I wanted to ask my fellow KBPS students their opinions on scary movies. I know scary movies is a very divisive topic, but they're one of my favorite parts of Halloween. So, let's listen. Okay, so who am I here with?
I'm Austin.
Okay, Austin, what do you think about scary movies?
I don't really like them, honestly. Not really too scary. I don't like scary stuff, so...
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Shush.
Okay, so do you have a favorite scary movie?
Not really. I don't watch a lot of them.
I love scary movies. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, thank you, Austin.
Shut up.
Who am I here with today?
Connor.
Whoa, buddy. Okay. What do you think about scary movies?
I like scary movies.
I love scary movies. Do you have a favorite scary movie?
Batman.
I don't think Batman's a very scary movie. What's your, like, thought process behind this?
The Dark Knight. Batman.
Okay. Thank you, Connor. Okay, so who am I here with?
Mr. Johnson.
My lovely on-air partner, Antrell. Okay, Antrell, what do you think about scary movies?
I've never watched a scary movie, so I wouldn't know.
I don't know. I feel like that's a little weird. Tell me, why haven't you seen any scary movies? What has come to this decision?
I don't know. I just haven't.
I mean, I'm kind of disappointed. I feel like I have to put you on. Okay, so who am I here with?
Connor Treadaway, the medium short one.
Okay, that's very relevant. What do you think about scary movies? I know everybody's opinions are very divisive about scary movies, so I was just wondering and asking KBPS classmates.
I like scary movies. I think they're fun to watch. Yeah.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I like the old Scream movie. I like old Halloween movies, like Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Scream, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The old ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all classics. I really like the new Scream.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The new Scream's pretty good.
Okay, thank you, Connor.
You're welcome.
Okay, so who am I here with?
I'm Jackie.
Okay, Jackie, what do you think about scary movies?
I like scary movies.
Why do you like scary movies?
Because they add an element of fear into my daily life. Like this morning, I watched something scary, and then I thought I saw something scary on my way to the bus stop, and that was really scary.
Okay, and what's your favorite scary movie?
Well, actually, my favorite scary movies are The Thing from 1982, Frozen 2010. I like Jaws the Revenge. I like The Lure 2015. I like a new Nightmare, Freddy's Dead.
Thank you.
A Nightmare on Elm Street, The Dream Child, The Dream Master, Dream Warriors, Freddy's Revenge, The Original Nightmare on Elm Street, The Gillymuck, Pooka, The Ripper, The Hug, The Requiem,
The Bye. Well, you can see that there's many different opinions on scary movies. Me personally, I think they're one of my favorite parts of Halloween. I'm Sydney, and this is KBPS, Student Voices Live from the city of Portland.
Well, it's that time of year again. Ghosts and ghouls, haunted houses, carving pumpkins, and trick-or-treating. But the scariest part of it all? Growing old. Growing too old to trick-or-treat. But when exactly is that? Do people my age still trick-or-treat? Today, I mean to find out.
Hello, my name is Razor from 1450 KBPS.
All right. Are you going to go trick-or-treating this year, Razor?
Boy, do I hope so.
Do you think there's an age where you're too old to go trick-or-treating?
No, you don't have to be any certain age. I think when you're a kid, you're super excited to go trick-or-treating. Then when you're like 12 to maybe 15, you're like, bro, that's lame. And then when you get older, you're like, I want to go trick-or-treating again!
Hi, I'm Makai D.E. I'm a KBPS major.
Are you going to go trick-or-treating this year, Makai?
Ooh, I don't think so. I'll probably walk over the holiday, but I'm probably going to do something in the vein of Halloween spirit, like give my cousins candy or something along that vein.
Do you think that there is an age where you're too old to go trick-or-treating?
I don't think so. I think there's an age in which the tone of trick-or-treating changes. I think it would be a little bit weird for like a random, fully grown adult person to come knocking at another fully grown adult person's house asking for candy in the same way a kid would. But I don't think necessarily you have to cut the tradition out entirely. I think you can do smaller or like more planned out things between like collections of other adult friends or like teenager friends and stuff.
Hello, I'm Austin.
Are you going to go trick-or-treating this year?
As of now, no, I'm not. Is there an age where you're too old to trick-or-treat?
Too old? I don't think so. The last time I went was 2021. I didn't get weird, but not too old.
My name is Antro.
Are you going to go trick-or-treating this year?
Probably not.
Is there an age you think that's too old to go trick-or-treating?
I personally don't really care how old you are.
Hi, my name is Talia.
Are you going trick-or-treating this year?
To be honest, I haven't really decided that yet. I was thinking about doing it with like some of my younger cousins, but for the past few years, I haven't really done anything.
Do you think there's an age where you're too old to trick-or-treat?
I don't think there's really an age. It just depends on what comes or what like you find fun to yourself, so.
My name's Sydney, and I'm a KBPS senior.
Are you going to go trick-or-treating this year?
I'm not going to go trick-or-treating this year. I haven't been trick-or-treating since 2020, and that was the COVID era. And, like, the last real trick-or-treating I did was, like, 2019. But no, I'm not going trick-or-treating this year. I'm just going to stay inside, probably watch, like, a scary movie or something. Maybe my girlfriend will come over. I don't know.
Do you think there's an age where you're too old to go trick-or-treating?
I think there's a point where it starts to get a little weird. Like, if we got, like, 30-year-olds start coming to trick-or-treat, I feel like that's a little bit much. But I feel like as long as you're, like, under 20, it's, like, socially acceptable, I think, in my opinion.
I'm Jason.
Are you going to go trick-or-treating this year?
Correct, Amando.
Is there an age that you're too old to go trick-or-treating?
No, I feel like if you want to go trick-or-treating, go trick-or-treating. Like, everyone deserves to have a nice little treat on Halloween, so. Ta-da!
Wow, an even division. I suppose that makes me the tiebreaker. Personally, I think there are more fun things to do on Halloween than go trick-or-treating, but if that's your cup of tea, go for it. Most people don't want their children going feral over old bags of Halloween candy, so help them out.
Hi, my name is Talia from your KBPS Portland Student Hour. My question for anyone listening is, what do you know about the Serban Dancing Lady? This could be taken in a variety of different ways. When you first hear the words Serban Dancing Lady, it just sounds like an innocent, nice lady dancing and simply just enjoying herself. A lot of people don't know the true story about the Dancing Lady, and I'm here to tell you all the deets. All right, let's get started. So basically, the Serban Dancing Lady mystery began on September 26, 1998. However, the story became more well-known and told in 2019 due to a troll TikTok account with someone who is impersonating the woman, causing all sorts of talk all over social media, including TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, and more. This person eventually got arrested due to vile behavior. Now, let's get to the backstory behind this woman. Obviously, she was a woman, as said in the name Serban Dancing Lady, but she wasn't just any old woman. She was considered a haunting spirit. Before she was a spirit, she was just a regular young gal who was in love. She was in fact in love with a man who came from a different village. Unfortunately, her parents did not approve of her coupling with that man. This really enraged the lady. In fact, she was angry for the rest of her life until she passed away. When she did eventually pass away, her spirit has been said to roam the streets, dancing very oddly and singing with grief. She would yell out loud, "Your mother's soul is mine," and for anyone who saw her shadow and interrupted her dancing, she will chase you. And if you're curious about what happens after the chasing, you can find that out for yourself. So if you happen to be out late at night and you see an old woman with white, short hair and dressed in Serban clothes, either stand back or mess around and find out. Thanks for listening. This is AM1450 KBPS Portland. You can reach us at 503-916-KBPS. That is 503-916-KBPS. Bye.
Hey, you're listening to AM1450 KBPS. My name is Jason.
And I'm Dane.
And I'm Razor. And today we will be asking each other questions about Halloween topics.
So, do you guys prefer trick-or-treating or going to Halloween parties?
I would say trick-or-treating because I don't trust people at Halloween parties.
Oh, that's fair. I'd say trick-or-treating just because I have an excuse to go hang out with people and stay out later than my, I guess, bedtime.
I would probably prefer Halloween parties to trick-or-treating just because then I get to be with my friends and hang out and have fun and it gets to be spooky themed.
So what is your favorite candy and what is your least favorite candy?
Anything with chocolate. I really like Kit Kats and Snickers and like chocolate candies over fruit candies in general.
That's fair. Kit Kats used to be my favorite, but I guess I kind of like sour gummies now. My least favorite candy, Don't hate me. I hate milk duds and hot tamales.
Peanut butter cups are also really good. That's another one.
Thanks, Anne. Yeah. We appreciate it.
My favorite candy would have to be Milky Way and Snickers. And my least favorite candy, I don't know. Actually, I don't think I have a least favorite candy. I'd probably like eat any type of candy, but yeah.
Do you guys have any like funny trick-or-treating stories or any stories on Halloween, I guess?
Yeah, actually I do. I was going trick-or-treating a couple of years ago with my family and this black cat walked up to us and started following us as we were walking down and trick-or-treating. And for like 10 blocks, there was just this black cat that joined us and it was really cute and it was really fun. It was really nice, but eventually we had to go home and say bye, kitty.
I think my favorite trick-or-treating moment, I guess, or funny story was my friend Doc just randomly popped up on my house and was like, hey, I'm here. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And so we just kind of went to the park that's kind of by my house. It's a couple blocks away, but we ended up just kind of chilling there. And then we went around neighborhoods and then we went trick-or-treating. And then we went back to the park and just kind of played on the swings, I guess, or on the play structures because we are actual children. So we did that for like an hour and then I didn't get home till like 11. So.
Swings are great.
Swings are crazy.
I don't know. Actually, I'd say I have one story. We walked up to this guy's house near like kind of in the same block of where I live. And he had opened the door. And as soon as he opened the door, like you could smell like this. Like it was bad. You can tell that they were having a really fun time and at the party. So I'm not going to get into any more detail other than that.
Do you guys have a favorite autumn treat? Like I know pumpkin spice lattes are a big thing this time of year.
I love this question. Around this time, Thanksgiving and Christmas, my aunt Cindy, she makes pumpkin rolls and it's all like a homemade family like tradition, or not tradition, but like recipe, and it's really good. And like she hasn't made it the past 2 years, which was really, really sad, but I hope she makes it this year and I hope I can help her make it this year.
My father, every year at Thanksgiving, makes this Oreo crumble pie where it's like Oreo cream pie and it's so, or chocolate cookie pie. It's really good. It's so good. I love it every year.
I would say my favorite autumn treat would have to be at Starbucks. They have the pumpkin spice latte and I absolutely love it. I don't care what anyone says about it. It's amazing. Okay. What's the best Halloween costume you have ever had?
I'm not known for my good costumes, but I had this kind of fun costume where it was dressed up as like the Grim Reaper or something, but it had a special attachment where it had glowing eyes that rested like on your forehead, like it was its own contraption, so that you were like, it looked really weird and you had these bright red like eyes that were coming that were much taller than you. So I thought that was really cool. I like that.
The best Halloween costume I've ever had was I was dressed as Slender Man when I was like, I don't know, maybe like 10 or 12 or something. And our landlord at his property, he held a little haunted house. And so there was one room that I just really liked for whatever reason. It felt like a fever dream. So I just kind of stood in the corner and people were taking pictures with me thinking I was a prop. So it was fun just randomly scaring them. And I think that's why I enjoyed that Halloween costume, because then like the year after I used that costume and then it was lame because I got older and taller, surprisingly. So yeah, on the topic of Halloween costumes, what do you guys think is the overused Halloween costume?
I don't actually know what the most overused Halloween costume is. Maybe like a doctor. Like, I feel like everyone's like, I'm an evil doctor. And then it's like,
evil? Cool.
Yes, evil doctors is what I'm talking about.
I don't think I've ever heard of an evil doctor, but that's very interesting. Evil doctor, I don't know.
Personally, I'd say I think an overused costume. I've just seen this way too many times. And this is like no shame to Marvel or DC. I'm so done with seeing the superhero costumes. Like, they're everywhere. I'm always seeing Wonder Woman. I'm always seeing Captain America. Like, please, just, okay. I can't say that all of Marvel or DC is overused. I'm just saying the ones I see too much of, Wonder Woman, Captain America, Spider-Man, and Batman. Like, there's too many of them and there's other people in Marvel and DC, and like if you could pick other people, you should.
So for our last question, what's your guys' favorite Halloween memory?
I don't know. I have a lot of like favorite memories. I don't really think I can pick one, but I would just say like dressing up with like my family and stuff like that and going out would just be like my favorite memory, just in general.
I definitely really enjoy the memory of the cat following us home. That was really fun. But to not be boring, my favorite memory was probably I recently went to a friend's house for Halloween and we sat in the backyard and we had a bonfire and that was really fun.
I think my favorite Halloween memory was when me and my mom and my sister, we drove down to it's like one of those neighborhoods that like are rumored to have king size candy bars. And so there were a whole bunch of people. No house had king size candy bars. And so me and my mom were like, bro, what? And so we just kind of drove back home, but we also got lost on the way there. So it took us like an hour or two to get home. And then we were like, oh, we're home. And then that was it, because we're sitting there and we're joking around and we're like, where are we? And so it was just fun trying to go back home after a night of no king size candy bars. But yeah, that's just kind of been it for us. Thanks for listening. This has been Razor
and Dane
and Jason on AM 1450 KBPS Portland.
What is up, everybody? This is student Morgan Espinosa coming at you live from KBPS 1450 AM. With a spooky day and the spooky season coming around the corner, it is quite the time for dentists to be finding a lot of cavities. Yes, we are talking about candies and chocolates, the sweets that are the causers of cavities. I have interviewed quite a lot of my classmates regarding their favorite chocolates and sweets, especially during this spooky day that is coming just around the corner. Here are the recordings. I am here with Sydney Bogman.
Hello.
Is that how you say it?
Bogman.
Bogman. Thank you, yeah, Sydney. Yeah.
Now you do.
So, the spooky season is up, aka Halloween. Tell me, what are some of your favorite chocolates? One of your favorite sweets, you know?
Ooh, that's a very hard one. You know, I love me Twix. Twix is one of my favorite. I love the caramel in the middle. I love the texture of Twix. I love Kit Kat. I love the crispiness of Kit Kat. Those are definitely my two favorite Halloween chocolates. I just love them. They're classics.
And what about candies aside from chocolates, you know?
Candies? I don't really eat too much candy. I eat a lot of gum. I chew a lot of gum, but I don't like have a lot of candy. Let me think. I like high chews.
Oh, bro.
Haichus are really good.
Those are good, bro.
And Jolly Ranchers, those are really good.
Oh, God, not for real, though. All right, thank you very much, Sydney.
Yeah, of course.
I am here with Austin. Thank you very much for that, Austin. So, the spooky season is coming up, bro. No, I'm keeping that in. So, the spooky season is coming around. Tell me, what are some of your favorite candies?
I like M&M's, Hershey's, and Kit Kats a lot.
Good choice, bro. Good choice on those ones. Thank you very much, Austin. I'm here with Antral.
What's up?
Tell me, what are some of your favorite candies during this spooky little month, aka Halloween?
My favorite candies for Halloween have to be Kit Kats, Skittles, and Reese's, despite the fact that they made me throw up when I was like 11.
Are you serious?
Yes. After that, I hated Reese's until my mom made me eat them again.
Damn, bro. All right. Then. All right. Thank you very much, Jean-Troll.
And there we have it, folks. I just want to give a quick thanks to Sydney, Austin, and Antral for taking up the time for answering my questions regarding this spooky day that's coming up and the sweets that they seem to enjoy and like. This has been student Jesse Morgado Espinosa coming at you from KBPS 1450 AM Radio. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for taking up your time of the day for listening to this segment. Adios. Goodbye.
Halloween wouldn't be complete without the adorable pet costumes we see every year. But is dressing up your pet wrong?
I have a costume that we usually put my dog in on Halloween, but only keep it on for a short duration of time because she doesn't like it and it can restrain animals from proper movement.
We'd like to find out what do the fine people of KBPS think about this issue. So Sydney, tell me, do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have two cats.
Have you ever dressed them up on Halloween?
No, I don't really like dressing up my pets on Halloween. I feel like it's a bit much, and I don't really think my pets would like it.
What do you think of when other people dress up their pets on Halloween?
Yeah, I don't really have a preference of what people do on Halloween when they dress their pets. It just kind of depends on pet by pet and owner by owner, but I don't like dressing up my pets.
Have you ever had a pet and do you ever dress them up for Halloween?
Yes, I had a pet, but no, we didn't dress them up for Halloween because they were a fish, and I don't think you can put a costume on a fish. At least I don't, I'm not sure.
So what do you think of people who dress their pets up for Halloween?
Personally, I think that's kind of an online trend sort of thing, where people just do it so that they can look cool or look fun online. And I think it's kind of sad for pets, because I don't think most pets really enjoy to be dressed up in scratchy, uncomfortable clothing and look silly and being taken pictures of. Like, humans don't like the paparazzi. Why do we think animals do?
So, Makai, do you have any pets?
Yes, I did. I had a lovely cat named Penny.
Did you ever dress up for Halloween?
I believe one time we tried buying one of those little cat pumpkin hats, but it never really was a thing because, well, she hated it, and also,
What do you think about other people that dress their pets up on Halloween?
I think as long as they're, like, pet-safe costumes, I think it's really fun. Like, obviously, if your pet is, like, a fish, maybe don't go for it, but, like, otherwise, I think it's really fun.
Razor, do you have any pets?
I do. I have my dog, Blaze. He is a Black Lab German Shepherd mix, and he is 3 years old.
Tell me, do you dress up your pet, Blaze, for Halloween?
I would like to, but he eats costumes. Last year, we were able to sit him in a shark costume, and we were unfortunate because we didn't get any photos before he ripped it off and ate it.
So what do you think about dressing animals up for Halloween?
Tell us by calling 503-916-KBPS.
Happy Halloween!
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Nick Otis. Halloween is one of the most beloved holidays here in the United States. Over 70% of Americans celebrate the holiday, wearing costumes, going trick-or-treating, and going to parties. But its origins aren't as straightforward as you might think. Halloween has its roots in celebrations over 2,000 years old.
In the 9th century, the Celts celebrated their New Year on November 1st in a region that is now Western Europe. The day marked the end of summer and the beginning of winter, a cold, dark period of the year that was associated with human death.
The Celts believed that on the night before their New Year's, October 31st, the veil between the living and the dead was thinnest. They called this day Samhain and celebrated the ghosts of the dead returning to Earth. People would wear costumes to disguise themselves from spirits, light bonfires, and leave a place at the table for the spirit of loved ones.
All Hallowtide is a 3-day Christian celebration that includes All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day, and All Souls Day, starting on October 31st. All Hallowtide brought us a predecessor to trick-or-treating called souling. Souling was the practice of people, mostly children and the poor, dressing up in costume and going door-to-door. Instead of the now iconic trick-or-treat, the soulers would perform short scenes from plays or sing prayers. They also had a number of rhymes and songs around soul cakes, including...
soul cake, please good missus a soul cake. An apple, a plum, a peach, or a cherry, any good thing to make us merry. One for Peter, one for Paul, and 3 for him who made us all.
The soulers would receive soul cakes, which are shortbread-like small cakes with dried fruit inside. All Hallows Eve also spawned many games, some of which we still play today, like bobbing for apples. Many of these games had divination aspects left over from Samhain.
People would also carve turnips into jack-o'-lanterns to scare off evil spirits. And when the holiday was popularized in America, they shifted to the much easier-to-carve pumpkin.
Dia de los Muertos is a Mexican holiday celebrating the dead that happens on November 1st and 2nd, although some places also celebrate on October 31st. Experts are split on whether Dia de los Muertos, which translates to Day of the Dead, has its roots in Christian All Hallowtide, Aztec death worship, or both.
During Day of the Dead, altars called ofrendas are set up to deceased family members. These ofrendas are decorated with photos, memorabilia, and marigolds, as well as candles and the favorite foods and drinks of the deceased. Food is also an important part of the holiday, for both the living and the dead. Pan de muerto and sugar skulls are common, along with candies, atole, and alcohols.
The graves of the deceased are covered with marigolds and other colorful flowers, candles, and colorful paper cutouts, and it is believed that the deceased come back from the afterlife to feast, drink, and dance with their loved ones.
We hope you learned something from this podcast. I know we did. Have fun if you celebrate anything this 31st, and let us know what you end up doing. I know we're planning on baking some soul cakes and carving a turnip or two.